This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're fed up, we're sick and tired of what's happening to people. They're killing people, they're murdering people in cold blood.
Yeah, sadly, cold blood and murder happened in Dallas. What you heard there is peaceful protests were happening in many urban areas in the United States. In Dallas, there was a very peaceful protest. I am right now probably about 15 miles from what happened earlier in the evening and spend a lot of time in downtown Dallas. It's very sad. There were two snipers on rooftops who shot down at police officers, firing off at least 30 rounds, and altogether 11 cops were shot, 4 died, a couple fighting for their life. At this point, this comes on the heels of the Minnesota police officer shooting a man who told him he had a concealed gun, who was pulled over for a busted taillight, and he pumped some bullets into him. He died. His fiance streamed it live and talked to him about what had happened, and it's just an awful, terrible situation. And then there's a man that we've talked about this a lot, who was involved in a scuffle with police officers in Baton Rouge, and he ended up dead. And we're talking about two black men. So the protests were over. What's happening? Why is this happening? And then what happens is the snipers, who, by the way, now are in custody, as police found the snipers and they have them in custody. The police became the targets, and it happened to be Dallas where the police became the targets, and it was in the middle of the protests, and nothing could be sadder. Can you imagine the families getting the calls? Because being a police officer, let's face it, is dangerous enough. And sadly, because of the acts of some terrible police officers, the good are now unjustly being thrown into the same pile, and that's unfair. It's unfair and it's dangerous. It goes to the blanket statements on anybody. Because once you start to do that, it's so easy to somebody else becoming the next target. And we have to wake up and do something about this and stop what's happening in these communities. It's never 100%. You're always going to find people that wiggle in on both sides. There are wonderful cops. I have police officers in my family who are dedicated, who care, and who want good things for people, and they're not going after people. But they see some terrible things as well. So what an awful situation for the city of Dallas. To have 4 young officers with their lives ended on the whims of some crazy assassins who I hope never see the light of day once this is all pushed out. But it is not good. It does not set a good precedent for what can happen and what, let's put it this way, what is happening across the U.S. As I mentioned, this could happen to anybody. And you have good cops, and like anywhere else in society, you have bad cops. But the positions that they're put in and the communities they cover is where there needs to be even more examination, I think, as to why someone's covering one area, and it might be they drew the short straw or not. But either way, something has to give, folks. None of us want to see this. None of us want to hear these stories. I mean, are you kidding me? There should snipers, as if the job wasn't dangerous enough to be a police officer in a major urban area. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. And who knows how many children, who knows how many lives were affected by the lives that were taken from the sniper's bullets. And to know what's happening here and have more information on this, and we're getting some as we move along here, will be fascinating over the next couple of days. It really will. It really will be fascinating in a good way, if there are some solutions that are out there. I'm all about solutions when you have these challenges. Dan in Texas. Hello, hello.
Hello, baby.
Man, awful. Dallas, just a war zone.
I know. I'm so sad for that. This is going to be one of the most bizarre summers you ever saw in your life.
I know.
We haven't seen something like this since 1964, and it's all over again. It's coming back with a vengeance. Racial hatred is awry in this country. It's just absolutely horrible. We're losing black lives. We're losing white lives. We're just everybody's at each other's throat politically and emotionally and everything in any which way you can imagine. And I'm just so sad for our people, all of our people. I want to tell you, all of our people.
Yeah.
We need to restrain and remember love is the ultimate thing we can do.
Well said. Love is the ultimate thing we can do. Dan, thanks. That's it. He said it. All lives matter. White lives, cops' lives, everyone's lives matter. You know, how often do I emphasize that on this show that I don't understand when we have these lone wolf terrorists? Because it's despicable to me when innocent people are... You know, are victims. And why are they victims? Because they happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, therefore, it's just terrible. Grim has the next word. Hey, Grim.
Well, it's just sad that you have to be down there so close to it, Kate.
But, I am very close to it, yes.
You know, I really don't have much really to say about it.
It's terrible. It's. I think Dan said it right. Listen, all lives matter, and it's terrible. Now then you have police officers who are targets. It's what happened in Minnesota. Come on, it should not have happened. We'll see what the investigation shows us, but it was right there for us all to watch on video, and it's just, I mean,
I really don't have much to say about it because it's all happening right now. You know, you got to wait, you know, and find these things
You're right.
out.
You're right.
Oh, I mean, I can say a lot of things, but...
But we don't know that there's other elements of the story that we don't know, and here's the one good thing about Dallas. At least they cornered and captured and are holding the two alleged snipers, so that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, I understand that. You know, if I'm going to say anything, I'd say... Why do we want to be like these other banana republic countries?
Yeah,
do we want to bomb and shoot each other?
Yeah, why? Why do we want to do that? That was one of the greatest things about America, right? We talk about how proudly when crime statistics are down. I can't tell you how many stories like that I covered in my television career. All right, movies next.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair and stormy eyes. The kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through. And I ran out. I ran so far away.
Fascinated by animals and whether or not they could communicate with us. Remember the old song, if they could talk to the, if we could talk to the animals, blah, 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 Dr. Doolittle. That was from when I was a kid. Anyway, the movies this week do have an offering that's animated, which means that animation, if it's done well, usually leads to the biggest box office bounce. And this movie has been getting a lot of play because of the people who are the voices and because of the whole idea. And I think, frankly, it looks very, very clever. And the movie is called The Secret Lives of Pets.
Is it? So long, Mel.
Bye,
so long, Mel.
Later. See you later, Chloe.
Matt, I'll see you tonight.
Ever wonder what your pets think about?
Oh, I miss her so much.
She's back!
I got my phone.
Oh, I miss her so much.
What they talk about.
Hey, fellas, how's it, fellas? Hey, fellas, how's it going?
And what they do when we're not home.
Any plans today?
Look at my plans. It's all laid out right here. Bam!
That ball of fluff's got a screw loose.
Mac, this is Duke. He's going to be your brother.
I got a bad situation.
I'm your friend. And as your friend, I gotta be honest with you. I don't care about you or your problems.
This is my apartment now.
And my new bed.
Ah! Oh, dude. Katie's gonna be so upset when she sees that. Katie's gonna flip out.
It's just one vase.
Is it, Duke? Is it?
Oh, that's a shame.
Hi, Matt.
Who's your new roommate?
He's gonna be gone soon.
Hey, Max!
So long!
What's going on here?
Oh my gosh, what happened to you?
Hey!
Max is gone? Where is Max?
What?
Tell me!
What? Help me!
Don't look at him! Look at me!
I'm busting you out of here!
Uh-oh. Just ignore what just happened, okay?
I'll find you a friend.
How you been, old-timer?
Paralyzed.
Great.
You're vibing like an animal.
Ah! Oh, feel heroic.
A little wet, but I still look good. I look good.
Discover the secret life of pets.
Be a good boy, Leonard.
All right, so Secret Lives of Pets, perfect. The amount of time, 1 hour, 31 minutes. Louis C.K., the comedian, is Max, who is a terrier who enjoys a comfortable life in a New York building. You heard a little snippet of it, so you know what ensues afterwards. Kevin Hart's in this. Lake Bell is in it. Jenny Slate's in it. Bottom line is there is an audience for this kind of movie. If you are a grandparent, a parent, an uncle, an aunt, could be a good time to go and take the little one to the movies. So we move from The Secret Lives of Pets to Cell.
What we created here may be unique in all of human existence.
All the way to top.
We created a paradise.
What we're doing out here is so incredible. Kids are amazing.
Bye, Gidget.
So long, Mel.
Bye,
so long, Mel.
See you.
All right. I can come back with it. I'll say that. What was the movie, then?
Hi, Dad.
Hey, buddy.
Are you coming home?
Yeah. Soon. Gosh.
You're gonna die.
I want to see my son.
Stella.
You okay?
Do not withhold your mercy from us, O Lord. For troubles without number surround us. May your love and your truth protect us. Realize the dead, dust of the earth.
Good always conquers evil. I've lived that.
Are you feeling home? Are you feeling home? I just want you to come home.
Johnny's voice.
No, it's not.
I just
you know that is not your son.
I just want you to come
Clay.
Home.
No!
All right, so that movie is Cell, and that movie, obviously, you can tell, has an interesting twist to it. It's a mysterious cell phone signal, causes chaos, an artist wants to reunite with his young son, and the rest is history. It's not getting a lot of play. There's some well-known people in it. I don't think it's going to do that well. This is a streamer, folks, for sure. So Captain Fantastic is our last flick.
What we created here may be unique in all of human existence.
All the way to top.
We created a paradise.
What we're doing out here is so incredible. Kids are amazing.
It is so.
Mom needs to be in the hospital right now. How's she doing? Leslie had a disease.
Wherever you are, stay there. You kill her, I will have you arrested.
We can't go to Mommy's funeral. We have to do what we're told.
We want to see Mom. Grandpa can't impress us.
Sunset love.
Right now, this is your first real test. Remember your training.
They have hot dogs.
What's cola?
Poison water.
Our family is together. It's all local and organic.
How did you kill those chickens? With an axe?
They're nice. There's rotisserie chicken, so you buy it.
It's
already dead.
The kids need structure. They need to go to a real school.
I sincerely hope you haven't been doing what I think you've been doing.
Your daughter has taught me many things just now. Will you be my wife?
Unless it comes out of a book, I don't know anything!
Even if they make it through whatever it is you're doing to them, they're going to be totally unprepared for the real world.
And I happen to think the opposite is true.
It's child abuse.
That almost hit me.
If I wanted to hit you, I would have hit you.
Hello, Grandpa.
Abby and I have decided that we're going to file for custody of the children.
Will they take us away from you?
That's possibility.
Our children shall be philosopher kings. Makes me so indescribably happy.
Alright, so Captain Fantastic, the last of the movies. It could be, there are so many good movies that are out and that are coming out. Could be one of the weeks that you skip it. I don't know if there's anything on that list that I would go and see other than animation if you're talking about bringing young children to it. And Captain Fantastic, though, actually got some decent ratings. This, again, could be one that you stream eventually, but you could wait for it. Wait for it to stream. That's my advice. Stay with us.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Lendon. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So spin the wheel of fortune, or what is it? Who's going to be the VP for Donald Trump? There is so much speculation, and boy, it is all over the map. We love having her on the show, Megan Barth. She is the founder of ReaganBaby.com. She's a political commentator, a women's advocate, and we're pleased to have her back on the show. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me back. Always a pleasure.
So you heard me say, it is like spinning the wheel. I feel like I'm in my childhood in Wildwood Crest, New Jersey. I'm putting a dime on a bunch of different names and hoping that it stops there. Is it going to stop there? Where is it going to stop? So first of all, what do you think Trump needs in a VP?
First of all, I think that he needs in a VP, he needs somebody with legislative experience that can navigate the halls of Congress, you know, navigate how laws can get passed, negotiate what I would consider a pretty aggressive reformatory agenda in order for his policies and solutions to reform government in order to get those through. So he needs somebody with that type of experience and that type of gravitas. I mean, he couldn't really pick an outsider like, say, you know, a Ben Carson or somebody like that, because he does need that experience and know-how. I think that this vice presidential pick is going to be important for a couple reasons. One, because I think the vice president is going to have a lot more work to do than perhaps previous vice presidents. I mean, you look at Biden, I mean, he's a joke. So we need somebody with that because Donald Trump himself is an outsider and he's not a lawyer for a change, thank God. Also, I think that he's going to, good Lord. Also, I think that he is going to need somebody that is palatable, right? That has a wide range of appeal. Because when you look at who Trump is bringing into the Republican fold, it's a mighty big tent and probably a bigger tent. There's evangelicals, there are Democrats, there are, of course, the Republicans and the independents. So he's creating this tent that Ronald Reagan always talked about with a variety of folks and different people, and so he needs somebody that's going to appeal to a larger swath of that demographic. You know, you look at who he's considering. The most conservative, I would say, that might be able to woo some of those conservatives off the fence would be someone like a Michael Pence, governor of Indiana. However, I say, well, when Michael Pence passed RFRA, which was the protection of marriage, I think it was, in Indiana, the backlash against the Republican Party and Michael Pence was enormous. And I think that the Democrats would love to have somebody like Mike Pence on the ticket, because they would again go to character assassination of not only Mike Pence, but of the Republican Party. I like Mike Pence. I just think that the messaging around RFRA was absolutely wrong. Then you look at Joni Ernst.
Yeah.
And Joni is in a very important state of Iowa. And right now we need Iowa and Florida. So Joni Ernst, although she says she wants to stay a senator, we hear that all the time from politicians, and politicians change their mind all of the time.
Right.
So with that said, you know, I think there's going to be an element of surprise. And it could be Newt Gingrich, who has the legislative prowess, who is a reformer, who is a big ideas guy, and who has also worked with, say, opioid addiction with Patrick Kennedy. So he has this kind of broader range of appeal, I think, to the independents as well as the Democrats that are coming over. You know, he talks about reforming the criminal justice system, opioid addiction, and just reforming the VA, et cetera. But then I always say, gosh, there might be an element of surprise. It might not be anybody, because that's kind of who Trump is, right? He's not really that predictable, and he likes the element of surprise. I am a big fan of, and I said this earlier on, of Marco Rubio as a choice. One, it carries Florida for us. And two, when you look at who the progressive socialists on the left might choose, Hillary Clinton specifically, she, I believe, will choose someone like Julian Castro, because the Hispanic vote is so important to the Democrats, and they want to label Donald Trump as a xenophobe or a racist, right? And Julian Castro has a very strong La Raza ties, is been an advocate for open borders, and fits in with the Democrat platform very nicely. So I think that if she does choose someone like Julian Castro, the opposite of Julian Castro would be a Marco Rubio. He speaks to the American dream. He speaks to the immigrants. He speaks to millennials in his ideas of college loan reform. So I really like Marco. So personally, even though it's little Marco, I mean, I think we can turn that around, make that endearing. And I've met little Marco, and he is little. But with that said, you know, he has, he's a great orator. He's a great legislator, and although he did and tried to do deals as a junior senator with the progressive Democrats like Charles Schumer and Dick Durbin, when it comes to immigration reform, I think that, you know, that was a lesson learned for him. And in this day and age, it's much different than it just was a couple of years ago, right, when it comes to our borders and our sovereignty.
Yep.
So I would like the element of surprise in Marco Rubio, but if I had to really choose, I would choose put some money on a place and show with Joni Ernst and Newt Gingrich.
Wow, and that would be interesting, too, because you've mentioned how important it is state-wise when you talk about Joni, but also then, let's face it, I mean, this whole craziness about the woman card, he would be playing the woman card, perhaps.
You know, he might be playing the woman card, but I got to tell you, Hillary Clinton tried to play the sexist card, and that backfired on her because she's got, you know, a sexual predator strapped to her side by the name of her husband.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I think that really, honestly, and you know, as a woman's advocate, I don't know, to me, that kind of is a wash in a sense. Really, it's about, I believe, the element of surprise, just like you said. I said this all the time on America Tonight. It's the element of surprise, because I think the VP, and this is a good question, the VP to me has more weight than we've seen in the past. I think it's an important choice. Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I mentioned that. The VP this time around is going to have more responsibility and influence than perhaps before. I mean, you look at Biden, and if he's not, you know, insulting 7-Eleven owners, you know, he's swearing on national TV. I mean, you know, he's really been kind of, you know, I don't even know if I can, I probably can't say that word, but you know what, on a bore.
Right.
You know, completely useless.
Right.
So, but this time around, because there is an outsider at the top of the ticket, we kind of need a D.C. insider that has that legislative experience and that can assist the President Trump with his reformatory agenda by getting it through and pushing it through the halls of Congress.
Yeah. What do you think, Megan? Do you think that this is going to be announced right before the convention, or what happens?
Personally, I would like it announced after Hillary announces, because I always want to know what the left is doing, right? You want to see their cards and kind of hold your cards close. But, you know, assuming that Hillary does go down the way, it's not going to be Elizabeth Warren. I just don't see an all-female ticket as a winning ticket. If Bernie was at top of the ticket, I'd say, yeah, Elizabeth Warren would be that ticket alone. A Sanders-Warren ticket would be a tough ticket to beat.
Yeah.
But the Democrats sold their soul to the devil in the Clintons, and this is what we got. So we know what the Democrat platform is, and I don't know, Kate, if you've read it, but the draft of the Democrat platform is online.
Yeah.
I think it's demconvention.com.
Yep.
And this is what we're up against, folks. We're up against the open borders. We're up against no longer is English going to be required for refugees or immigrants. The Democrats want to persecute and punish climate change deniers. They want, and they will use the DOJ to do that.
Yeah,
that
I saw
that. Outlined in their platform. They want to repeal the Hyde Amendment, which protects taxpayers from funding abortion. And the list goes on and on. So this is what we're up against. And we're up against a criminal liar, although Comey decided not to bring charges. He did admit that her extreme carelessness jeopardized national security. Hillary Clinton jeopardized national security and continued to lie to the American public. So we know who Hillary Clinton is. We don't know who she's going to pick as her VP, but her VP will be less important as far as his role or her role in administering her agenda, because she will simply administer her agenda much like Barack Obama did, by going around Congress and using the bureaucracies under her control to enact legislation through regulation, et cetera. So this VP pick is more important for us than it is for the Democrats, but I kind of want to know where their cards are going to be played. I have a feeling it's Julian Castro. I'd like to see Donald Trump announce after, but at the convention it might help coalesce some of the fractions within the Republican Party.
Yeah, I agree. It'll be interesting to see when she announces, and I'm on the same, you know, page as you. I think it's Castro too. Will be very, very interesting to see. Megan Barr, thank you so much.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Today I'm proud of this delirious heart. Today it's serious and I'm coming out for you. It's just a step in the street. I wonder what you wanna do.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Once again, the mailbag is so full, and really the thoughts I think that many of you are having are kind of all over the map. I love it. So that means you're zigging and you are zagging when you listen to the show. And as I said, that's what I like to do, because we don't have to just stick on one thing, right? And pound it into the ground. Certainly not. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is Hal. Ooh, Hal emailed us, I think, earlier in the week. Kate, this whole Jewish flap over Donald Trump is just so silly. I think it's trumped up, pardon the pun. You know, look, he has a Jewish son-in-law. I think he even mentioned it at one point. He has many, many Jewish friends. This is so highly exaggerated and ridiculous. So his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, wrote that his father-in-law is not an anti-Semite, and in an op-ed piece, it was in the New York Observer, he said, the Donald Trump I know is not this person at all. In my opinion, accusations like racist and anti-Semite are being thrown around with carelessness that risks rendering these words meaningless, is what he wrote. And he said, the difference between me and the journalists and Twitter throngs who find it so convenient to dismiss my father-in-law is simple. I know him, and guess what? They don't. And I think he makes a reference to, or certainly it's been written about, by the way, that Trump's daughter converted to Judaism before their wedding, however long ago that was, and that you know, he said something about it that he thought that was fabulous and, you know, whatever. So bottom line is this, it's just what we keep seeing with the campaign on either side. Let's be honest. Whatever comes up, for the most part, I'm not saying there's some real meat on the Republicans or the Democrats. However, it is true that so much gets manipulated in crazy ways. And for all of the things that Donald Trump has said that there's been blowback on, this one is just the craziest, really non-story. It makes no sense. But see, that's the deal. When you speak in 140 characters and that is your main outlet, things get distorted, I think. That's for some people, depending on what their opinion is. Let's move to this one. This one is from Kenneth. Kate, I heard you mention this deal about Tom Jefferson, and someone found a letter of Tom Jefferson's in the attic. I think you are darn right. That is so cool. If you're a fan of history like me, which you say you are, can you imagine what it would be like to hold that in your hands, to have a piece of Tom Jefferson, to know exactly what he said? Yes, we can all read about it, but it's a different thing when you see his actual penmanship and think of him writing it back in the day, which is a very long time ago. Yeah, a long time ago. It was 1815, that letter. And it was a letter that he wrote about the War of 1812, and he was comparing it to the American Revolution, and he talks about independence and jammed on the Brits and talked about all of that. So, I mean, think about this. This letter went up for sale this week, 190 years after Thomas Jefferson died in 1826. I don't know. I think it is. I do. I think it's cool. Yes, I agree. You say piece of history. I say piece of history. It's pretty amazing that someone just found that. Oh, I'm in my attic. I mean, I know it's a little bit different than that. It was preserved differently. But somebody coming across it, this is a complete non sequitur in one sense. But when I was a kid, I don't know about the rest of you, remember what it was like if you had access to an attic or a basement when you were a kid and there was things to dig through and you never knew what you were going to find? I was always on the hunt for something, not looking, you know, just waiting to see what would topple out. And there's always something cool. I would come across something cool. And when I'd go to my grandmother's house and she would tell me whatever it was, somebody's book. And I have those books now. And those books go back a long time ago, right after the Tom Jefferson, right in that era. And I remember one I have is I have The Giant Tells is one of the books. And then I also have a book, The Poems of Emily Dickinson, and it says the third series on it, and you know the pages are weathered, yellowed or whatever, and it was printed in 1896. I mean, how cool is that? And that's nowhere near what this letter is if you go back to 1812. So, yeah, definitely. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Bob, who says, I'm tired of Trump. I'm tired of Clinton. I'm tired of the war in between. I'm tired of people digging their heels in and saying this is right and this is the only way. Does anyone have any give anymore? You've talked about it before. You've had politicians on that talk about it. When we really talk about compromise, Kate, doesn't seem to be any gray area, and that's okay. I think people should stick to their opinions. I like people with a backbone. Certainly, I know I have my own, but I've learned over the years that I don't always have to be right, and it seems as though that's it. Whatever is proclaimed is it, and there is no, as I mentioned, give. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be like there's any give. Now, if I could be a fly on the wall, I would really like to get a sense of what it would be like to be in Congress. I think it would be, if you're an idealist and you go there and you have, you know, you're sticking up for your constituents, you're representing them. But what happens when you get into the bowels of legislation? What happens when you try to maneuver and you need friends and you need people to help you pass legislation, or you get asked to get involved with some piece of legislation and it seems as though it's straightforward and then suddenly it twists in a different direction because of amendments or arguing? Or I mean, that's part of the process. And I think healthy arguing and standing up for what one believes in is absolutely important. But there comes a time where, I mean, for goodness sake, is there a way to compromise in the right direction? Because there is a right direction often that gets left on the floor, on the cutting room floor, and I think, you know, that's what you're referring to. This one comes to us from Michael. I like all these new people that are chiming in. Kate, I wish I could call the show, but I listen to your show, darling, as long as I can. Sometimes I fall asleep after the first hour, and I listen to it at another point in the day when I'm more vibrant, which is why I am sending you an email. I know you like space, and I would assume you know the story about the Hubble spotting these auras on Jupiter. Did you see that by any chance? Somebody sent me a link to that story. Yeah, that they've got these incredible images on the planet. And I looked at them. Actually, I looked at them last night. And, you know, this is just days before this new spaceship. Did you know that? The Juno is arriving to orbit the to orbit Jupiter. So the scene is spectacular. There's no question about it. It looks like a fireworks kind of deal. That's what it looks like. It looks like there's fireworks on Jupiter. And it's always fascinating to me, the planets. I just remember being a kid in school. I know all of you can relate to this. Were they in a book somewhere? Was there a chart in front of the classroom? Did you look at them? Here's the sun, and what's the planet the furthest away from the sun, and what's in between, and memorizing the planets? But to me, they were just little colors or bigger colors that were on a chart. And I can remember that chart like it was yesterday. But when I actually went to the McDonald Observatory, and I've talked about this maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago in Marfa, Texas, it blew my mind. If you ever have a chance to get there, and it's not easy to get there because it's way, way, way out in the middle of nowhere, Texas, maybe 2 hours outside of El Paso, but it is incredible when you look in those powerful telescopes. It is mind-blowing to see those, not cutouts anymore, those real planets that look unimaginable, like you can almost touch them and you think of how far they are away, plus just the stars. I'll never forget stepping up and looking into one and the astrologist saying to me, because I looked and he said, oh, that's, you know, that's 3 billion light years away. I was like, how do you know that? He said, because I'm an astrologist. Okay. That's what 3 billion light years looks like. Pretty cool. So, yes, I did see it, to get back to your question, and it is very cool. If you're listening to us, whatever source it is you use, look it up, because it is pretty dramatic and pretty darn cool. And I know the one thing that we can all relate to is we had the planets in school. I don't care what school you went to. At some point, you looked at the planets, and when you see the pictures from the Hubble telescope, it is pretty wild. No doubt about it. All right, once again, thanks so much for all the emails. If you're listening to me for the first time and you want to throw in your two cents on anything, whether it's politics, something that caught your fancy, something you think we need to look at, like those pictures of Jupiter, hey, by all means, send it to me, americatonight.net.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.